You know, anticipated online success for a new platform doesn't always come to pass. A couple of recent notable examples. First, we have CNN's, well, still relatively new streaming service, CNN Plus, which apparently turned out to be a CNN Minus. How poor has the response been to what was a heavily promoted streaming service after, well, I guess now what, not 2 weeks or so since the launch? They're already offering 50% off for life if you now sign up, which that must make the handful of people who subscribed before the launch at full price, all that, they must just be joyful over that idea. There are already rumors, too, that Discovery Networks are in the process of officially now owning CNN. They're looking at merging CNN Plus with Discovery Plus as a plan B if CNN Plus doesn't get a little bit more spark to it. Then there is Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth. Truth is, it's dying a quick death. Well, just let's make a list here. Top tech people have bailed on like Facebook and Twitter, where you can set up your account and pretty much get instant access on Truth. You still go on a rather lengthy waiting list. You can wait 8 weeks, even a month, more than a month in some cases, before you get to, well, not do much, because it's apparently a big wasteland. Even Trump himself isn't posting. Oh, Donald Trump Jr. is. And so are every spam bot that you ever thought you could ever come across. But other than that, makes you think, too, maybe one of the tells is Trump's own page on Truth. Remember on Twitter when he had 89 million followers? Last time I looked at his Truth page, Trump had around 827,000 followers, which that also has to make you wonder how many of those 89 million Twitter followers were actually real accounts. Anyway, Julie Bell, who was one of our followers on Facebook, took a stroll through Truth, so you don't have to, and she shared on our Facebook page what she found. Reading off her post here, "I endured weeks on the waiting list for the Donald Trump-created Devin Nunes run attempt at a Twitter killer, and I suffered through a series of technical glitches, but eventually I gained access. As a result, I have come to be in possession of the following new pieces of information about the war in Ukraine." Ready for this? Hunter Biden is involved in building and running biolabs in the country. CIA and National Institutes of Health are both deeply involved in the Ukrainian biolabs. Russia's invasion of Ukraine was set in motion by a CIA false flag operation funded by, right, George Soros. The COVID-19 pathogen originated not in China, but in a village in Ukraine. Bioweapons developed in Ukraine specifically target the Abrahamic bloodline. Neo-Nazis from Ukraine joined with the FBI to infiltrate the capital on January 6th and participate in the insurrection. Ukraine was planning to use drones to attack Russia with pathogens from the U.S.-funded bioweapons labs. President Biden has been using Ukraine to launder money. Ukrainian neo-Nazis controlled the Ukrainian city of Mariupol before Russians invaded. Russia's alleged war crimes were staged. That's how Truth is being seen by, sadly, way too many people.